From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The Islamic militant group Hamas, which governs Gaza, said Sunday it will dissolve its administrative body and hold general elections. The decision is seen as a way to end a political and territorial rift between Hamas and President Mahmoud Abbas's Fatah movement, and it opens an avenue to form a reconciliation government. The rival Palestinian governments have been at loggerheads since a civil war in 2007, when Hamas expelled the Palestinian Authority from Gaza. Hamas and Fatah recently took part in days of separate talks with Egyptian mediators in Cairo. We have more now from correspondent Edward Uranian in Cairo.
Multiple efforts to mediate an agreement between the two parties have failed since they fell out with one another in 2007. Egyptian parliament member Imad Gad told Saudi-owned Al Arabiya TV that Hamas probably agreed to the deal because it is no longer able to pay its employees. Qatar, which used to finance a large chunk of Hamas' operating budget, has been under financial pressure since the June 2017 economic boycott by Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Egypt. Following days of negotiations in Cairo, Palestinian Authority official Nabil Shaath told Arab media Egypt has once again become the top power broker in Gaza. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Britain eased its terrorist threat level Sunday from critical to severe after police arrested a second suspect in the bombing of a subway train in London on Friday morning. This is VOA News. Rohingya refugees fleeing conflict in Myanmar into Bangladesh could die from a lack of food, water, and shelter unless the emergency response is stepped up, says Save the Children. Correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Rohingya refugees in Bangladesh could die from a lack of food, water, and shelter. A stark warning given by Save the Children as aid agencies struggle to cope with the huge numbers fleeing violence in Myanmar. A government offensive against insurgents has driven nearly 400,000 Rohingya Muslims into Bangladesh in what the UN calls a textbook example of ethnic cleansing. They arrive exhausted and hungry.
A roadside bomb exploded in northwestern Pakistan Sunday, killing a government official and at least four of his security guards. The explosion happened in Bajor, a volatile, federally administered, that is, tribal district on the Afghan border. A spokesman for the Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility for planting the roadside bomb. The outlawed extremist group and its breakaway factions plot attacks in the border region and elsewhere in Pakistan. They say they're trying to eliminate what they consider to be the current un-Islamic democratic system in the country. Al-Shabaab, the militant group, has claimed responsibility for the killing of a senior intelligence officer and his bodyguard in a drive-by shooting in southern Mogadishu. The chief of intelligence at Mogadishu's Kada area, one of capital's 17 districts, was killed. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the United States is considering closing its embassy in Cuba following a number of health attacks on American diplomats there. Investigators have explored the possibility of sonic waves or an electromagnetic weapon, but no culprit or device has, as of yet, been identified. Tillerson said Sunday the United States could remain in the Paris Climate Change Agreement under the right conditions. He told the CBS News show Face the Nation that President Trump is open to finding those conditions where we can remain engaged with others on what we all agree is still a challenging issue. But he said we're willing to work with partners in the Paris Climate Accord if we can construct a set of terms that we believe is fair and balanced for the American people and recognizes our economy and our economic interest. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America.
That's the latest world news from VOA.